The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis teaches us Kol Mevarech HaChodesh Bezmanoi Kilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. The Mefarshim tried to explain why is Birkas Halvana so important that it's considered Kilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Rabbi Yonasim Lin Milunil explains that the moon demonstrates the involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the running in the world. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the moon in a certain way, and every month that moon begins to grow and then get smaller back and forth. So even though we maybe don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, but by seeing the way he constantly runs the world, that's the closest to seeing Kabbalah's Hashchina. Another pshat that the Shibboleth Leket explains is just like the moon follows a set pattern, the lesson to us as well is that we should too follow a set pattern set by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Mashal explains that unfortunately, as we are in Golus, we unfortunately don't have the ability to see the Shechina. But what is the lesson of the moon? The lesson of the moon is that even though now in the Golus we don't have the ability to see the moon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see the Shechina, the moon will come a time. Just like the moon gets smaller and becomes invisible, it comes back afterwards. So too will we have the opportunity to come back. The Mefarshim also discuss what is Birkas Halvana and what is the bracha that we make for Birkas Halvana. The Chachma Shloima and the Birke Yosef explain that the bracha is a bracha that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he created the moon. The Mashal explains that we're thanking for Hashem for the benefit that we get from the moon. The Birkei Yosef proves that that can't be pshat, because as we're going to be discussing in our shiurim, it is the opinion of the Rambam that one can make Birkas Halvana already on Rosh Chodesh, when the new moon has not yet emerged, really. So if the bracha, says the Birkei Yosef, is for the hanah that we get from the moon, how could we make a bracha when we're not yet getting any hanah from the moon? The Rabbi Yaakov Melisa, again, we have the Machloikas, is of the opinion that the bracha is for the actual creation of the moon. The Divrei Yisrael quotes the Shevet Sefer, the Birchas Halvana is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, and it's not a Birchas HaShvach. And I saw a beautiful explanation from the Chibina Rav. The Chibina Rav explains that our Gemara begins with the words, our Gemara mentioned Tana Debei Rav Shmo, Il Molei Lo Yizoch Yisrael, El Lahagbel Pnei Avish B'Shmayim, Pam Echad B'Chodesh, Dayim. Even if we could just greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a month, it would be enough. Amr Abai Hilchot Nemrenu Me'umet. So as the Tribunal Rav, we need to understand what is the connection between the two statements that the Tanit Berev Shmuel makes. One statement is that even if they would be able to see just once a month, it would be enough. And on the other hand, he says, Hilkich Nemrena Me'umet. So the Tribunal Rav says, that is the question, what this statement is coming to address is the question that we are now discussing. How are we to look at the Birkas Halvana? Do we look at the Birkas Halvana as a Birkas Hanenen, that he's having Hanor from the moon, or is it a Birkas HaMitzvahs? If it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, we need to say it standing, because the halacha is the Birkas HaMitzvahs need to be recited standing. If it's a Birkas HaNenen, we could say it sitting. So in order to answer that question, starts the Gemara, starts Tanit Berev Shmuel, El Molei Lezoch Yisrael El Lahag B'Pnei Avim Shebishmayim Pamachas B'Chodesh Tayon. Even if they greeted HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a month, it's enough. Let's understand, says the Tribunal Rav. If it's a Birkas HaNenen, you make every time you have Hanor. So why do we only say this bracha once a month? It must be because it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs. If it's a Birkas HaMitzvahs, Hilkach Nemrena Me'umet. But I did see, as I said, the Shevet Sofer is of the opinion that it's not Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's really more like a Birkas HaShvach. I saw another explanation in this Gemara from the Sefer Divrei Yisrael from the Majid Tzareba. The Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amen Aleph. Amar Yehuda Merav, G'doy Lachnosos Orchim, Yois Mekabos Pnei Shechina. So he asks, why did Chazal treat Hachnosos Orchim more than Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina? So he answers. In our Gemara, we learn, Emole Zoch Yisrael Ella Hagu Pnei Avin Shemayim Pam Achet B'Chodesh. So he says, if Achnosos Orchim were equal to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, so then it would be adequate just to do Achnosos Orchim once a month. But we know that the mitzvah of Achnosos Orchim is something that we're obligated to do all of the time. So it's a raya that G'doy L'Achnosos Orchim Yois Mekabos Pnei Shechina. Because Kabbalah Pnei Shechina, our Gemara teaches us, we do once a month. And Achnosos Orchim we have to do on a steady, constant basis. I saw a very interesting shaila discussed by the Chashukei Chemet, which helps us understand the importance of this mitzvah of Birkas Halvana. He discusses an individual that has the option to do only one mitzvah. He could daven Ma'ariv, or he could be Mekadesh Levana. What should he do? So he says, besides for the fact that the mitzvah of Birkas Levana carries within tremendous koiches, the behetif in Simen Tov Reish Beis Sifkot Dalad quotes the Or Chodesh. He talks about a story where somebody was confronted by dangerous people at night who wanted to murder him. And he asked them a request that they should give him permission to at least do one last mitzvah. And he was Mekadesh Levana, and the minig is as one says in Kiddush Levana, Kishem Shani Roike Kenegdeh, one lifts his feet. As he lifted his feet, the wind came and blew him away. He also quotes that if somebody is Mekadosh Levana, he need not worry after that point of the month that he will die. The Kav Chaim says it means that he won't die with a Misa Meshunah. And therefore, the Kav Chaim says, especially somebody who's unfortunately not well, should go out of the way to be Mekadosh Levana. The Chassam Sofer and Orech Chaim Simkuf Beis Shalos Tshuvos Chassam Sofer Orech Chaim Simkuf Beis explains, because the moon is considered Or Pnei Melech Chaim. So by greeting the moon, we're connecting ourselves to the Chaim, to life. So he wants to suggest that by Tefillah, first of all, he says, Tefillah's Arvus is Rishus. But it's hard to say that in itself, because Brikas Levana is certainly not a Chiv Daraisa either. So he wants to suggest that since by Ma'ariv we find there's a concept of Tashlumim, whereas Brikas Levana, if now is the last night that you could do Brikas Levana, there is no time anymore to do it. So therefore, perhaps he wants to say that one should do Kiddush Levana rather than davening Ma'ariv B'Minyan.